Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
When you have you are breathing normally, your blood pressure is normal, your magnesium normal, the level is normal, your calcium level is normal, energy level is normal, oxygen level is normal, you are not, your heart rate is normal, everything is normal. You can see, you can hear, you can breathe, you can walk, you can talk. Now the Lord, it's a miracle. Not alone. Your children are alive. Your wife is alive. Your husband is alive. You are alive. Not alone. So I'm the one. Thank you. Can you help the lady there for me? I'm the one. Yeah. You have shown me mercy. Sing it for the last time. I'm the one. And then they sing it in the Alata language of da da ba da 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 Anasi Hale. That is the one I want to. Jehovah. Oh. Anasi Hale. Anasi. I feel like singing it now. House of God, give him praise in the house of God, give him worship. Give him worship. Santo Bada, Diabato Dada. Worthy of praise, worthy of worship. You are God by yourself. Thank you. Such running up. Yehovah, you grow, grow. Hold it. You are the grow, grow. I want to. That's why I need. Oh no, you are you. You are me. Crow, crow. I'm beautiful. I need a suit. Oh no. Raise your hands, let's finish our worship. Yehovah, Yehovah. Lift your voices, let's sing. You are no big crumb, crumb. I want to fool, I want to fool. We honor you, Father. What a beautiful day to be in your presence and to honor you. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. You are God by yourself. You sit on your throne and throne yourself in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. You have declared yourself God. And there is no argument. There's no argument. We give you praise. This morning is a very special thanksgiving for us. For your loving kindness. For your tender mercies. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Your provisions. Your goodness. Your love and mercy. Your grace and kindness. Oh, thank you, 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 thank you. Shida Juno, Bonjour, you won't know. Obajabu, from now to everlasting. God is your name. We give you glory. My God, the presence of God is in this place, the glory of God is here. The power of God is here. Hey. Let's finish our worship. Oh, die, oh, die. Oh, die. Oh, die, my friend. That's right. Raise your hands everywhere. Oh, die. Oh, die. No more. Oh, die. Mancha, mancha mi afama, o dae. Mancha mi famia mancha, o dae. O da venu moi fra. As well. I sing for the last time. O dae, o dae. That's why. hands are lifted. Father, we honor you, we love you, we bless you, we give you all the glory. We cast our crowns before you. And it is our man in care. And in permanent confidence with him. Ebraya did not say, for no one want to, I as a tiasi for a PNT and young fanase, I a tuntum, Emma when him. You should have. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Clap his hands, give me. I can hear your celebration. Oh, shalala. My wife, Papa. Today is Father's Day. I don't want to pass over Father's Day. Can I hear a celebration for Father's Day? Yeah. Hallelujah. We celebrate all fathers, beginning from God our Father to the President of Ghana, His Excellency Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, to all the fathers of the land, from Reverend Stephen Stanley Mensah, right on to all fathers, Dr. Mensah Otabel, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, Apostle General Juan, all the fathers of the land. We thank God and celebrate God. Dr. Robbie Ampiakofi, Reverend Eastwood Anaba, Archbishop Charles Ajin Asare. The list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Hallelujah. To all the father figures in this house, who did they know from? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I want to thank God for the life of my mother, Christy Dotete, because I see her as a father. When I look at the gifts my mother brought me yesterday, and she said, it is Happy Father's Day. I said, what a humbling experience. Boutique shopping, from clothes to shoes. And you're common. My mother, God bless you. You are a father to me. Last Sunday, Dr. Christy Dotete was standing here in this pulpit. And I was watching with my daddy from the city of Jerusalem. House in Jerusalem, we were watching you live. Specifically, when the service started, we were at the pool of Bethesda. We had just entered Jerusalem, and we were going through the old city and all the holy sites. I give God the glory for his faithfulness. And I want to thank God for Mama Christie's life, for leaving her assignment that Sunday morning, Solid Rock, and coming to Alabaster to be a blessing to us. Had a month, bro, father. We love you, we celebrate you. Say a good amen. Hallelujah. Before we take our seat, can I get an extra microphone? Did it? Before we take our seats, I would love us to welcome into this house for the very first time and one of the most very fine voices God has raised in this end time. I'm on someone in a case. She is a gospel minister. She is a gospel minister. This month, until next month, can you help the gentleman quickly for me, please? She is a gospel minister, and I will want to thank God for her life. She has ministered all this time by the grace of God. Anyway, she is a pastor's daughter. She's been in church for a very long time. And this morning I asked her, among five ministers that we want them to be a blessing unto us from now till next month, Kofi Kakari is one of the people. Eugene Zuta is one of the people. Uncle Ato is one of the people. Yeah. And Reverend Cynthia Macaulay is one of the people. We want these five lovely people to come and be a blessing to us. And we are trusting God in the name of Jesus. The reason why the Lord is leading me to bring them, I am trusting God that it surely will come to pass. In Jesus' precious name. Say amen. Eternal Father, we love you. We bless you. Thank you for the price of the cross. And thank you for your faithfulness to our salvation and redemption. We stand here to honor your holy name. Today being Father's Day, we acknowledge you as our Father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily prayer. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will reach out and touch every life and soul that have presented themselves before you this morning. Speak in clarity. We want to see Jesus. We want to know him, to become like him, to talk and behave like him, to bear fruit like him. We want to live for him. The word says, whether we live or die, we belong to Christ. So teach us to number our days, and our hearts will be applied unto wisdom. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you are here in the fullness of your might. We rebuke every demonic presence. We come against that kingdom of hell. Speak, O God, in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Are you clapping? Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. Today being Father's Day, I would love to read Psalm number 2, the 7th verse only, in just concept of faith. Psalm 2, verse 7. The Bible said, I will declare the decree. The Lord said, the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day I have begotten you. In the NLT version of this, the Bible said, the king proclaims the Lord's decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten, I have become your father. And then in the GNT version, the same says, I will announce, says the king, what the Lord has declared. He said to me, you are my son, today I have become your father. In the message version of the scriptures, message version of the scripture, the Bible said, let me tell you what the Lord said next. He said, you are my son, and today is your birthday. Interesting, isn't it? Right? In the Amplified Version, the Bible said, I will declare the decree of the Lord. And he said to me, you are my son. This day I proclaim I have begotten you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I will add 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 15th verse. Normally, I will not follow, I don't tow, I will not follow like, let's say, it's Children's Day, or it's World Women's Day, or Mother's Day, or Father's Day. I normally will not preach a message for that. But the Lord gave me a word concerning fathers. And so that is what this morning I'm trying to work with fathers. Amen. So this one says, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. And NLT, same verse of the scripture of the Bible said, for even if you had 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, you have only one spiritual father. For I have become your father in Christ, in Christ Jesus, when I preached the good news to you. I want you to look at this version very carefully, because sometimes, especially in this modern day church, we have become a little confused as to this spiritual father thing. We are a little confused. So the Bible said, and even if you had 10,000 other teachers, listen, he didn't say fathers, other teachers, you know, to teach you about Christ, you have only one spiritual father. For I have become your father in Christ Jesus when I preached. In other words, if somebody brings a soul to Christ, that person is a father. And here he didn't say mother, so I'm not going to say mother. This is why I say Dr. Christy Dotete is my father. Yeah, before God, there is nothing like prophetess. All the prophets are prophets. We don't say God is a woman God or a father God. He is God. He is God. Even though in our languages, different languages, we can find, you know, Atananyumo, a father, mother, God. But when you look from the etymological Hebrew, Aramean, Latin, and Greek words, you don't see that. Now, I will use the opportunity to declare, if this lady brings me to Christ, he has become my father in Christ. He has begot me in the Lord. Hallelujah. GMT, and then you are on your seats. The Bible said, for if you have 10,000 guardians in your Christian life, you have only one father. For in your life, in union with Christ Jesus, I have become your father from the beginning. For I have become your father by bringing the good news to you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated in the presence of God. I want Steve from the production to get me fathers laboring, like pictures. I want pictures of fathers at workplaces, from construction sites, working very hard. Fathers, you know, in places who are working very tedious jobs to put food on the table. I would love to pick it up from that perspective. When it comes to Mother's Day, we celebrate mothers in a very special way. As a matter of fact, if you compare Father's Day to Mother's Day, you will come to a realization that there is a big bias in the celebration of Mother's Day and Father's Day. Oh, take it easy, take it easy. Relax, take it easy. It's going to be good. When it came to Mother's Day, by now, oh my God, you know, we celebrated Mother's Day in a grand style. But it takes two people to give birth to a child, a father and a mother, isn't it? Yeah. a father and a mother. But when I compare Mother's Day to Father's Day, I realize that when it comes to Mother's Day, we buy gifts like entoma, we give money, we buy things like cars, we buy houses for our mothers. There are many people here who are built for your mothers, which is a great thing because... Oh, yeah. But when it comes to Father's Day, gifts like socks and toothpaste and all these stuff, deodorants and all these things. I hardly see anybody bought a house for his father. I hardly. Say, oh, I bought a house at cantonments for my father. Entirely. I have never heard any of these footballers who have bought a house for his father. But I know a particular street at Airport Hills where almost 7 footballers have bought houses for mothers on the same street. Same street. Oh, you can clap your hands. So, I want to this morning compare the celebrations a little bit. The honor we give to mothers as to the honor we give to fathers. And I can tell the reasons, some of the reasons why we honor mothers possibly more than fathers. Sometimes we feel that the fathers don't need the things we do for the mothers. Sometimes we feel like, oh, my papa is one, mostly. And then also, I realized that many fathers have not been fathers. It's going to be a bumpy morning. Yeah, because yes, but many fathers have not been fathers because we have fathers who have raped their own children. We have fathers who never showed up when the child was born until the child died. The father didn't show up. There are fathers who have impregnated their own children. There are fathers who, when they had money and significance and success and blessings and all that, they never pushed their own children. There are fathers who are abusers of their own children. Many years ago, in my small office at the back, at the time we were using that place as an office, there was this elderly woman. The woman was at the time 56 years old. And it was Father's Day. It was that day, Saturday before Father's Day, the lady came to me and said, pray for me to be delivered from the bitterness that I hold for my father. I said, why? She said, my father raped me 6 times. My father, my own biological father, raped me. And I have held that bitterness for my father throughout my life. And I laid hands on her and prayed for her in the name of Jesus, because that kind of bitterness, if Christ does not show up, there is no way that you can easily relinquish that kind of bitterness. Hallelujah. Alpha, are you all right? Hallelujah. So today we are talking about fathers. And may I go and say that there are possibly 3 different kinds of fathers: your biological father, your foster father, and your spiritual father. Your biological father is the one that brought you into the world. Your foster father is somebody who can, because when we say fatherhood, we are talking about 3 things, maybe 4. Number 1, fathers give life. Put it on bullet points for me. Fathers, they give life. Number 2, fathers instruct. A father brings an instruction. Your father will not be suggesting, instructing you. Number 3, fathers guidance. You understand? Fathers does that. Hallelujah. And fathers opens doors. Fathers opens doors. If the Lord elevates you to the very top, just your name will open doors for your children. Yeah. If Apostle General Crunchy and Kra's children went to school, just that name, Crunchy and Kra, will open doors. Otabel's children, just the name Otabel will open doors. One day I went to the school of my children, and then I realized that my children have become very popular in the school. Everybody who saw me knew, you know, running around and all that. And I asked the boy, "Baby, why are you so popular?" He said, "These guys call me Alabaster. They don't even call me Udru, they call me Alabaster." Just your father's name opens doors for you. Mimi, what did they are? Yeah, christening, you know, of our first child. I don't think that the offerings that we receive will be more than 1,000 Ghana cedis on our baby dedication. But if should any of my children be married and doing her christening or baby christening, just by the father's name, the children will receive over 100,000. So fathers opens doors. So the foster father is somebody who is not your biological father but can come into your space and help you. One day we had a wedding in this auditorium, and whilst we were having a wedding, the father of the bride ushered the bride into the house, and then I asked the first question: who is he that is giving the hand of this beautiful woman in marriage to this awesome gentleman? And then the father that ushered the girl into the house stood up. Then another man also stood up, and then I said, "What kind of confusion is this?" And then the whole church, and then I asked them to come forward. So they approached the altar, and then I asked their names, and then they mentioned their full names. And I said, "Who are you to this lady?" This one says, "I'm the father." This one also says, "I'm the father." Now I got confused, because if it was a mother, then I can say that, you know, two men are claiming, you know, ownership of that child from one woman. But men don't give birth to children. They produce the power or the seed power for the woman to give birth to a child. Therefore, I ask, what kind of father are you talking about? One said, "I give birth to the girl." The other said, "I took care of the girl." Then I said, "You are all fathers." Then I said, "Okay, so who is giving the hand of this woman in marriage?" We say, "Mia, we say, Mia." They both say, "I." So we took them to the office and said, "In order not for you to dishonor your daughter, let us forgive ourselves for what has transpired over the years and accept that this day is a special day for this young lady." It took us 3 hours. Bitterness! Papa, no, I was here, no. I see any problem. And you think I'm a baby, I'm not the one here, but no. Kai! Onu mom! Impreso! I'm saying, "Papa, I know your wedding. And I'm a fellow. Before them come a casting beach there. When them said they're top and pass. When 2 years school fees that. Now, but friend, we're free. We're 15 years, we're 2 years, we're here, and we'll be a baby. What I know. And you're fairy, I'm a fellow. I won't know. And then you're suffering, I'm a ya. And I'm going to go to the ma. And Cassam, I'm a catch it out. Come a few touching him out to watch an abort. Oh, Shabbat, sorry, I'll be genuine. When I'm ever 3 hours. Now, you're in Crofui Casa. Now, you're running to you. And I'm Crofort to you, my atun, your mama, and you my name, I to Amanasa. Afeni ya rekoba asirifo himbuku. Ya tonyomu ya uye nimu na. You won't believe we're taught now for any new master. No, we have a Jamaican. No, 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 so too far. Besinti near to one year, no more casa. And then finally, they agree that the girl is our daughter. And I said, so who will sign the signature? And also, I am talking. Nam says, I bear a problem. Let's get one of the uncles of the lady to sign. Mummy, no more, you're out. Yeah. And so we in this little story I told you, everybody can simply deduce that fatherhood is responsibility. It's not a name, it's not just a title. Whether it's a foster father, whether it's a spiritual father, whether it's a biological father, fatherhood is responsibility. Fatherhood is not a topang. Fatherhood is, if fatherhood is a topang, be any mubu, I'm telling you. Oh, be any mubu. I don't know, I have for him anymore, sir. Man. Fatherhood is responsibility. Your father will ensure that you are making the right choices, the right decision. A child will never speak like a family. A father will never say that. The Bible said that the prodigal son left the house receiving his inheritance. The Bible said he left the house. And from that day, the father always took a chair looking forward that one day my son will return. No. But fathers are going to take responsibility and ensure that every opportunity within their capacity, they will give it to you. Most of you, your fathers could have done better if they had the opportunity. They would have pushed you to university, pushed you to Engrofabro Chiria, they would have done their best, but in their circumstances, they did the best. I see people at the construction site, and all they are doing is to be able to put food on the table and give feeding feed to their children. I'm a shell juma one more year now. Sister! You could see them, you will be possible. Now, Michelle, you know, these are fathers. I know people who do this same thing without Wellington boots. They step in concrete by themselves. Or swa concrete, sir. By day. Maybe 300 to 130. A concrete at 150 a day. Now will be two form for 100 cities. Now we are not ban what the 100 now when you're on the move 50 a man it is a chain for a fee. About theory, maybe can about frano and nimuse sicano frene papa ho and abane mame ho. So nima amene this cano ebe koto kania gas ediane akutia feeding fee. School fees. The child doesn't see the father paying for those things. But the father is the giver of that a particular amount. You will not believe how Akokureya or that screen is. Put it on television for me. Akokureya or that screen is. But still, as a father, he has to do something. It is said. One day, akasakasa ba a journey and anthem. Now, we move na oma amene kachara and say, now, wo heba. Abo frane tehono, ojidi. Because, wo unu se ni papa, up to your school fees da. PTA ni papa maybe da. Ni ma amene ba PTA all the time. But ni papa ankwa juma ebe den and you know wankwan kwanko pa ebe den yenyeskan de tia school fees it adua kujina mu mame na meme nkoya juma empis kamra me fa koya de. The moment a woman discredits a responsible father, say it will be repeat will be anwa jibidi every ninja na san pepepe and na waji eja any every man's Uma I may read a be so I'm will be at Opa Banswell. Uma me wire ho a. Ah me ma me. How mingo. Your mother can do that. But what about your father? Ubi anywa abetu sani papa e bob nada. But the pain of a father is more excruciating than a mother. I think that fathers deserve some credit. I think that fathers deserve some credit. Mekire wa juma ejanum biye. Last Friday or last Thursday, the FDA and the Food and Drugs Authority went to circle. And they arrested young men and young women. Wamwe tong kuni semina ye de pompi ye to yinufu. Wamwe wam me me dre ma wa ba timi ye tini. Bijina sobe ye 1 week ne nyoye. 1 week, yeah. Edrun wamwe ton of Viagra maho. He sell all these crazy stuff. Ye chi wamwe wa ye biso wamwe. Who are licenses or semini licenses? Was another now you said you might be saying I'm the member. Yeah, or yeah, a risky job. Yeah, chino. Or you're ready to be quite a fear just to take care of his children. I think fathers deserve some credit. I think the fathers deserve some credit. She in one stereotype, Obronika says stereotype now. That's stereotyping. So we'll be bonne aba bonne ba ku be fra ewoni mu a enchire se ewoni na anye. There are some fine fathers, some phenomenal fathers, fathers who will be there. Where that tickled meaning fathers or more abruchi omnikrata or yet jumamian suggest for his children to attend an international school and they are breaking their back. I met when President Rawlings was alive, I met his lawyer, very fine man who used to be his lawyer in the PNDC days. And then I went to his house. The man is a farmer and a lawyer. I went to his office, and whilst we were talking, he asked me, do you have children? I said, I do. And he said, my last born does not know me. And I said, how? He said, one day he showed up in his house and his last born asked the wife, who is this man? He said, I wake up at 3 a.m. I leave the house at 5 a.m. I come back at 11 a.m. I go when my child is sleeping. I come when he's sleeping. And I did this for over 15 to 20 years. So then, I'm going to talk to fathers that are sitting here, that are watching us on television, listening to us on the internet. It is true that you are paying the price for your children to have a good future. But what is the payment of that price without quality time and relationship? Make some time for PTA meetings. Make some time for helping school homework, class projects, and showing up at PTA. Make some time to take your children out somewhere. This is daddy time, daddy and the boys, or daddy and his girls, daddy and boys and girls go out to somewhere. We sit in any of the nice restaurants and in the nice places. And yet there be an yeboshalabahaya, and yet there be an yasore, and yet there be an yeskoo, and yet there be an yejuma, and toda, yeji ahome. We go on holiday, and yabro chirenguani eko, go to ho, go to hohoi, go to sogakope. Go to Abetime, go to Takrade, go to Kintampo, drive around the beautiful landscape of the Republic of Ghana and enjoy your children. Come on, Semeja, you. And I want to tell all the wives, never discredit a man before his children. Never disrespect a man, no matter what. and found how painful he left you, how painful he treated you, a father is a father. God said to the nation of Israel, honor your father and your mother. He didn't say, if they treat you well, honor them. No. Honor your father and your mother. Paul said, honor your father and your mother. This is the only commandment with a promise, that your days will be prolonged upon the earth. There are people sitting here, your father is sick, needing medication. And when you were need to sit here, the moment your father dies, they'll call me papa 1 week. Now you buffet. Papa, you are different that way. You won't hear any of that. You are a big funeral. You are a Jehonsa. It's not a blessing. It's not a blessing. When my father was alive, you know, he lived long, 100 years, and sometimes he was bored. So he will say, Kofiya, be family, kochin chin kakram. So I pick him up, we drive around town and all that. Sometimes we are passing by some of his projects and he doesn't even remember. And he's asking, and I'm like, what dying about where see you in this city? And all that. Those quality time were the times that I could ask difficult questions. How is marriage? How do you describe marriage? How will you describe life? How is it like to live for 100 years? Questions like that. It was a special time. Take it as normal, as father, because and your papa no, I would be almost 80 years. Your man, I'm about 80 years. I was in a funeral service, and it was a woman that was there, and then the boy was reading tribute to his mother, and the boy said, "Mommy, would you be down when you papa said to you, Mommy, would you be down?" Let's change the paradigm quickly. Our children need us. And I'm speaking from preachers, asofo, who don't have time for our children. We have time for every church member. Problem be our debate, better as near tea. But yeah, your mama dear. You knew I'm hobre. Tisofo ba oshiwi. Suffer about cock club with you. We have left our own first church. I will hope. And lastly, I will end with spiritual fathers. I have seen an anomaly in the body of Christ. January, Pastor Steve says that Kofi Odro is my spiritual father. By December, Uzu Ansa is my spiritual father. I have seen in the body of Christ. Because, like I said, fathers instruct, fathers give life. Make us some tea. Adia menunu wodipa wono say we don't like correction. And because we don't like correction, the moment I correct this young man, he denounces me as a father and I goes to submit to Mama Comfort as a father. Can I proceed? So then, everybody that is in this place, the person may be, sir, how many fathers do you have? There is a young man that was in this church. is married with children, does not take care of his children. Interestingly, you will not believe. I rebuked him. Go take care of your children. Instantly, he said, because you have rebuked me, I have left church. And then instantly goes to submit to another person as a father. Okoye ne wa anyo saa mmano. Ye ti anwa anu eja anon so ato. Obifo fro ye me papa. Me ya me pese mi bisa ye papa no momo ye sen wo Kristo. How many fathers do we have in Christ? Is it because you don't like correction? Order and correction. O papa, nek yuma ba akone se o tenel. O kasa chirao. The Bible said, in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. There is safety. So today, many people will remember their fathers because they are no more. But I want to ask a question. Which perfect father can be more than the Holy Spirit? Which perfect father can be more than the Holy Spirit? Oh, you can clap your hands. My service is done. Make him your friend. Make him your father. Make him your companion. Speak to the Holy Spirit. Let him strengthen you and help you and guide you and give you life and instruct you. Build a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He is a father. Hallelujah. And lastly, those of you whose fathers never took care of you, abused. This morning is the beginning of forgiveness. Go and forgive your father. Aba se na se me papa dia o ye kura won kan sorry e dia na mko patcho. Every father is an authority figure. O papa mamba no so e busum ni o e be ifu o e wan wan o some or some fofro, it doesn't matter. O shira wa e be ho. O dome wa e be ho. And papa no me oda. I stand here to reverse every curse that any father have spoken from your life in Jesus' name. Then when you only on a catch and say, Fache no, forgive him, forgive him, forgive him, forgive him. Yeah, papa no generation I ever told you no, or woba no one no. I'll call catch and say, yeah, when you were obano so mwa unye obeba. Onye o beba. Safoni na no pay me se pachen. Forgive him. Pachen. It's difficult. E bi e yawo. E bi die ye ya. Ani tu ya se o papa ni jina TV isu. Obi ti mi wuda awewu no na ne ma pi. Se papa ya wewe yo eme papa. Ubisani se di enti na dada de wama. Basi wazi sine chila kwena. Forgive them. Forgive them. If unforgiveness is in your heart, it blocks your prayer. The heavens are closed over you. And so I will even spread it a little bit. Not only fathers. Whoever has wronged you, forgive them. Stand to your feet, let us pray. Clap your hands. Forgive them. Pick up the phone and call your father today and say, Daddy, or Da, or Papa, or Pa, or whatever you call your dad. Mama, friend, or Papa, Braya, Munna, go and call. Yeah. Oh, my. Ulu. Call them. Mama, me Christy, look at a woman who understands spiritual principles. Mama Christy goes to the boutique and shop in the boutique, boxes and big bags, and drives here. Oh, what kind of love is this? Drives here. And say, Kofi, I'll drop something for you. Check it out. and it's to tell you Happy Father's Day. Obi di any da Happy Father's Day. Bye bye, Yechi. Where is it to me? As let's honor our fathers just as we honor our mothers. Amen. The two hands are on your heart. I want you to pray and commit your heart into the hands of God. If there's anybody in your life you need to forgive, this it begins this morning. Please let it begin this morning. Anybody in your life, especially, specifically, fathers, it begins this morning. Forgive. Forgive. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Tell Daddy, I have released you from my heart, from every bitterness, pain, every grudge that I held against you. I have released you. I let it go. This morning, if you don't know Christ as Savior, you want your sins to be forgiven, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, as your hand is on your heart, say, Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, thank you for your grace for everybody who prayed that prayer. Let your grace continue to abound for us in Jesus' name. I want to quickly, for us to pray for this country. I want us to pray for all the father figures, beginning from our president. We want to ask God, our Father, to heal this country and be gracious and merciful to us as never before. Amen. Pray in the name of Jesus that his mercy will be our portion. Amen. Stretch your hands on Ghana's flag that is on the altar and pray for this country. Right after that, we'll play the national anthem and I will wrap it up. Asking you for grace. Heal our land. Oh! Heal our land. Heal our land. Pray for Ghana, pray for Ghana, pray for Ghana. Pray for Ghana. Pray for Ghana. Pray for Ghana. Hallelujah. Play the national anthem. Pray, Father, in Jesus' name, even as your people stand in awe of you, heal our land. We pray for our president, the government in power. We are asking for your grace and guidance. Lead them and help them. I pray for the people of Ghana. Your word says in the day of your power, your people will be willing. I pray for the willingness to build a nation in Jesus' precious name, that with honesty, truthfulness, sincerity, loyalty, and faithfulness, we can be able to stand and to be sincere to ourselves and to the system in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for the sick in the hospital, in the vicinities, in the communities. I pray for the prisoner and the person in the police custody. I pray for mind transformation and the transformation of the heart in Jesus' precious name. And I'm asking for your grace for the underprivileged and the less fortunate. Today being Father's Day, I pray for all fathers, biological, foster, and spiritual. I'm asking that your grace will help every father not to provoke their children. In Jesus' precious name, be exalted. Let this week be a week of testimony, signs, and wonders. A week of preservation covering absolute victory. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Are you clapping? Sweet Melodies, 94.3. Boom, 88.7. Amansan Television, Facebook, YouTube, and also Obatampa 92.5 FM. Thank you all for joining us. You want to join us for our offerings? 0249 80 9911. That's 0249 80 9911 or 0592296667. 0592296667. Fellowship with us in any of our branches that is close by you. It will be of a tremendous blessing to you as never before. Once again, let me thank God for the life of my mother, Christy Dotete, and the team of pastors, including Prophet Danso, who took care when we had the privilege to wait upon the Lord in Israel. We give God the glory for your life. From all of us, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic. This week at Forest and Bible Kesia, we are having a 3-day fast and prayer. We start on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Join us from Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock. It will be a blessing. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you in the next service.
The church has lost discipline, structure, and focus. That is why these days the people come to church with pictures. That's witchcraft. Second time or catch it out.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.